Anchorage Democrat and former state prosecutor Representative Les Guerra agrees that what he calls the character assassination against Monaghan and Legislative Council Democrats is the worst kind of inflammatory partisan politics. Guerra says not only is the lawsuit filed today without merit, he believes it's silly.
And they filed it against not any of the Republicans who voted for the investigation, but what they call the Legislative Council. Well, let me remove the curtain. The Legislative Council is 9 Republicans and 4 Democrats. But they want to make it look like somehow this is Republicans against Democrats when this has been a bipartisan investigation from day one. I mean, I would like them to stop playing games. They just need to stop it.
Former Republican lawmaker Gail Phillips says the public must understand that the legislature is a separate but equal branch of government.
I mean, this is standard procedure in the legislature. It's been done many times. And I think that for the legislature's activity in this issue, they did it exactly right by hiring an outside investigator that wasn't tied to anybody in the legislature and going that route.
Phillips spent 5 terms in the House, 1 as majority leader and 2 as speaker. She says she doesn't know why Governor Palin changed her mind about cooperating with the investigation, but she says the Legislative Council is on the right track to see the work to completion. She says if lawmakers had not looked into the allegations of wrongdoing, they would be soundly condemned.
And would be voted out of office if they didn't look into issues of perceived lawbreaking. And so regardless of whether you're a Democrat or Republican, if it was brought to the legislature, as it has been in this case, and the legislature did nothing about it, that would be more egregious than anything, as far as I'm concerned.
Phillips says there is clear precedence for the legislature's authority in investigating such matters, dating back to the Sheffield administration when attempts were made to impeach him.